Hello, this is Sakari Singh, and I'm here with,
This is Evan Tedlock.
And?
Jeremy Highland.
That is a lie. This is Dan Buck. And we're trying to see if this will post to my Facebook, because I'm sure all my friends will want to listen to this really fascinating, recording right now.
Yeah, they will.
Dan and Evan were talking about WoW. That is World of Warcraft for you noobs out there. But I don't understand it. So, and I guess they're done, right?
Yeah, we're done talking about that.
They're embarrassed.
I have to get to work.
All right.
I'm not really embarrassed, but
Dan does not let social convention stop him from enjoying WoW.
That's true.
And I admire you for that.
Thank you.
You play WoW. You play it.
I only have 4 boxes.
And WoW players think that WoW players are weird too. Because a lot of people like to talk about like how weird some people are because they like get married and shit and like have girlfriends in the game. Those are called RPers. They're like the equivalent to like, they're basically Dungeons and Dragons players who started playing WoW and then they make up their own stories behind the characters. And they have weird, like, in-game sex and shit. And then they have their own special servers, and everyone thinks they're fucking freaks.
So, comparatively, Evan and Dan are freaking vanilla WoW right here. So, if I can use that term to apply to WoW.
What?
So, I'm gonna...
Oh, it's just weird to hear you use that term, because vanilla WoW is actually a term used in-game that means something totally different than what you were saying.
Oh, I didn't know that. I was using
vanilla,
it in the sexual way.
WoW refers to... when you run the game without any mods or add-ons, and you're running the game as it was intended to be run by the developers.
Okay, I was using it to in the way that it's used to describe people who have vanilla sex, like, you know, playing missionary, whatever. That's the kind of WoW that you guys are playing. You're not playing some kinky-ass kind of WoW.
Well, actually.
Oh, wait. Well, maybe not Dan. But I'm sure you guys learned some fun facts today, so I'm going to sign off. Bye. Finish recording the whole, like, 5 minutes on this. So Caitlin. Caitlin hates to be included in audio boos. What do you think about that, Caitlin?
I think that is a true statement, Sakari. I'm not really a big fan of the audio boo thing.
Why?
I hate the sound of my voice recorded.
I hate it too.
Thanks.
No, I'm just kidding. JK, JK, you guys. I don't hate Caitlin.
Your pet
can take it. I just am trying to publish this and it's not working. I'm really into the song right now. I'm trying to fill up 5 minutes so I can fucking publish this and test my damn booze. So, Caitlin doesn't want to talk to me anymore because we're not friends anymore. It's really upsetting to me. What'd you say, Caitlin?
I said that would be a true story.
It's a true story. It's a tragic tale. I'm pretty sure Dan and Evan are talking about WoW again. So, apparently I'm missing the real deal over there. Maybe you can hear them. Mostly Dan. Riveting. So I'm being creeper right now and secretly recording this WoW conversation. Caitlin still ignoring me. Doing her schoolwork. Or something equally gay. Oh no. Looks like you're making stickers or something. I know, everything Caitlin draws would make like a badass sticker. I wish I had a sticker of that fucking dragon. I don't know. I think it would. I think everything you make would make a good sticker. Okay, hopefully this is done now.
I don't know what raptors.